You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Every great business story starts with a moment that interrupts your life, that refuses to be ignored and quietly whispers, "Fix me or no one else will." For tonight's guest, that moment happened in the most ordinary, intimate place, her own home, with her own child. Imagine this, your little one comes home from school full of energy, joy, and innocence. And then suddenly you notice something, a smell, a change, a sign that their tiny body is growing faster than the world realizes. But the world has not developed products gentle enough, safe enough, or thoughtful enough for their stage of life. Most parents would worry. Few would research. Almost none would innovate. But one mother, a mother with vision, with grit, and endless love, decided that if the market had no solution for her daughter, she would create one. Tonight, we honor and celebrate a woman who transformed a personal challenge into a pioneering business. The founder of B&D Kiddies Signature, a brand that protects young skins, boosts children's confidence, and gives parents peace of mind. A woman who paused her entire formula and rebuilt it from scratch, because good enough is not good enough for our children. An entrepreneur who did not merely launch a product, but answered a need every parent understands. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just a businesswoman. This is a mother innovator, a purpose-driven creator, a resilient dreamer, a woman raising a generation that smells like confidence, safety, and care. Please help me welcome Denica Sithole, straight out of Pretoria, the visionary founder behind B&D Kiddies Signature. Denica, welcome to Business Sense.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Your journey is extraordinary, and I hope tonight we get to tell it the way it deserves to be told. Are you ready?
Oh, more than ready. I am looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Denica, please take us back to that very first moment. The day you realized that your daughter needed something gentler, safer, and specifically made for children, what did that moment awaken in you?
Oh, wow. All right. So again, I want to say thank you so much for the invite. Indeed, it's been a journey, and I believe we're still going. This is just the beginning of it. One day out of the blue, obviously, we coming back from school, I went to pick her up, and mind you, she's only 6 years.
Yeah.
So she was 5 turning 6, you know? I mean, everybody will believe that this is just an innocent child, you know? I mean, during our era, at that age, we were like super fresh without any body odor. But now, 6-year-old, and I'm like, how, girl, is it you or is it me? Like, obviously, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's you, my baby. Okay. I gave it a day. Maybe I thought it was only for that particular day. Second day again, same thing. And I'm like, no, this is actually serious, you know? So obviously, you'd start trying to figure out what will work better. So I asked some of the parents if they actually experiencing the same thing, only to find out that I am not alone. Most parents, they experiencing the same thing. So that's why I decided to bring B&D to life, you know. So that's how it all started. So I tried to actually buy a few stuff, my own ingredients. I did the research and all that, and it didn't work out as I expected. You know, when they tell you the remedies that mix this, and then it will come out perfectly.
Mm.
And it didn't work out as expected. Because the time I bought the lemon flavor, which it was very harsh.
Mm.
It was smelling, but it was like harsh under her armpits.
Mm.
Didn't work out, and then what do I need to do now? I need to find another plan.
Mm.
That's when I met a guy called Willem.
Mm.
He's a specialist in the fragrance industry.
Okay.
So that's how it all started. Saying, you know what? I have a problem, and can you try to help me with the fragrances? That's how it started. We started with the fragrances.
Mm.
I didn't. You know, because I tried my old thing, it didn't work out. So now we came up with the fragrances, and then eventually said, no, I can actually do the deodorants as well.
Mm.
Then he helped me out as well with the deodorants, but unfortunately, it was not standardized.
Mm.
So the hustle in me just said to me, keep pushing, you know. And at the same time, you know, when God placed something in your heart for a longest time, it was one of those, because now we pushed this product for the whole year of 2023 without being standardized, which is not. So by God's grace, I went to some business school, and we were shortlisted to top five. Mm. And that's when they told us that I need to go and make sure that I standardize my product.
Mm.
And then I had to pause everything. So I believe during the year of 2024, it was God saying to me, I'll connect you and I will direct you to the right places. And which that's how. You know, so okay, everything paused. We paused, like literally, we stopped. The business was no longer operating.
Yeah,
and I had to do my research again. I started again, checking around the country, checking what will work, which company can help me to come up with this product that is standardized, that it's meeting all the requirements. But it was a struggle. It was a struggle. Because at the time I was also working, so it was quite a challenge. Mm. So eventually, what happened is I had to go abroad.
Yeah.
So I went to China, right?
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, I went to Thailand, and Thailand they said they can help, but it will be good enough for adults, but not for kids.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, let me continue. Then I kept on searching. Then I found the manufacturer in China, and I had to tell them exactly what I want. We started everything from the scratch, the ingredients, how does the product, how I want the product to look like, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So that's how it all started. So we obviously they produced everything for me, they manufacture. And eventually it was delivered. And it was tested. So now I can safely say it's safe for the kids to use. Because now, obviously, when it comes to South Africa, obviously they need to make sure that everything is 100% safe to be used.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's what happened. So now that's why we have B&D Kitty Signature Alive.
Yeah. You mean a lot of entrepreneurs would not make the bold decision to pause production and start again from scratch. So what was happening inside you when you realized that the product needed to be rebuilt?
You know, I don't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I can't even explain the feeling, but I would say it was God talking to me, saying that you give up on this. You don't have to give up. Places with this, people, it kept on, it was there, it kept on going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I eventually resigned, I was like, I'm going to do something else. I've got two businesses. So I'm a sports massage therapist.
Okay.
So luckily, I went to sports massage therapist. Mm. But the word kept saying, girl, you need to make sure that you do the deodorant cream for the kids.
Mm.
It was there constantly. And I'm like, God, how am I going to do it?
Mm.
Like, how am I going to do this? But as I think as you grow, you mm. get to connect and able to talk to God, and mm. God is able to direct you.
Mm.
Because at first, I didn't understand any of those.
Mm.
But eventually, you slowly grow. And I think you did even mention earlier to say that when you are in business, you need to have God in you.
Mm.
Or vice versa, God will always be with you. So mm-hmm. that's what happened. So when the product arrived, everything just happened effortlessly. So mm. I've managed to, who can help me with the website to build, you know, all those small things where mm. you think that I won't be able with how I'm going to do it and all that.
Yes.
But he kept on saying, I'm here. I'll just connect you. Keep going.
Mm.
So that's what is happening with me currently. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. Now, parents love your deodorant cream. And they love it because it's gentle and it's also safe. What philosophy guided your choice of ingredients and your formula design?
All right. So... okay, so this was the initial plan. The initial plan of B&D, Kitty Signate, it was we're going to roll out the normal roll-on, right, for
mm-hmm,
the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Roll out the spray. We're going to roll out the cream and the powder so that parents can have options. So when we got them, the product to test,
mm.
We were not actually happy with the other product. And we were like, we're not going to be able to stop
mm.
because of the product. They're not up to the standard the way we wanted.
Mm.
So we only found out that the cream, it was the one that was outstanding amongst all the product that we wanted to roll out with.
Mm.
So we were like, okay, let's not wait, because waiting, it's still going to waste our time.
Mm.
So we're going to roll out with this. And then as we go, then we'll add up more product. We'll bring back the product. Once we have people, just add on top of what we have so that the parents can know that we are there for the kids.
Mm. Mm. And you know what I'm thinking in my mind is we don't, of course we associate kids with smells, because kids smell like the sun. They smell like grass. They just, kids smell. But it's an uncomfortable realization when you realize that your kid smells bodily odor. And I know we're talking business, but I'm so interested in that conversation you were having with your baby. Was it not difficult for you to have? Did she not feel some type of way? Because you can reason with me. Heck, it's difficult to tell an adult that they've got body odor. I can imagine what it's like with the kid. And maybe it's easier because kids are just, kids are innocent. But was it not a difficult conversation to have, number one? And number two, did you not then think that it would be too soon to introduce your baby to deodorants? 5, 6?
Well, I think at first, obviously, you need to, when the smell happens at the time, obviously you get to be like, is it me? Is it, because that's what happened actually, because we're in the car and it's just me and her.
Mm.
So, like I said, I did smell myself and I'm like, no, it's okay. And I was like, baby girl, it's you. And she was like, what? And I'm like, the armpit. And let me smell. So it was just an easy one. She didn't take an offense because she's a child. They don't know much, you know. So I think it was easier that way. And obviously, people would say when kids use their roll on or the deodorant, eventually they smell. But now that was not the case because she was not anything. We did not use anything. We tried the soap under the armpit, but it did not work. So what is going to be the plan? So the plan was me getting all those things to try it out. Well, it didn't work out as I expected, but yeah. But I think as we go, when I got the first deodorants that I mixed, it was actually a good quality as well. Just it was not so.
Yeah. And apart from the cream, what other products do you have?
Honestly, for now, we only, like I said, we only roll out with the cream. Okay. So right now we only have the cream, which we're looking at adding another cream because parents now, they are like, we need this cream for ourselves now because they're using this cream now. So, and unfortunately at the moment, we only started with 30 ml bottles because it's meant for kids. But now we're looking at doing the bigger bottles so that we can update the mummies, the daughters, and their sons.
And, you know, you are part of a business community that I'm a part of, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other advice and coaches that you follow and listen to. I know that you normally hear them say, what do you sell? And it's not the product, it's not the service, what do you sell? I'm willing to take a stab at what you sell, and what I think it is really confidence for kids, because I know when kids realize that maybe their feet smell or their mouth smell or their armpit smell, they become reclusive, right? They don't want to play, they don't want to speak. And I'm willing to bet that what you are selling is not a deodorant cream. What you are selling is confidence. Am I right?
Definitely, most definitely, you are so right.
Yeah.
Because remember now, kids, they get bullied because of how they smell.
Yes.
Which is another problem that we're encountering. Mm. So I'm out there school, obviously trying to educate some of the kids that are not allowed. So as parents, obviously it starts with us to make sure that we pass that right confidence to them. You know, so yeah, most definitely we're selling confidence.
I absolutely love that. And looking back at 2022, when this all began, what has surprised you most about yourself on this journey?
Wow. I didn't think that it would be possible.
Oh.
Like, see it and be like, is this really, really me? If only I knew how it started a long time ago. But I guess everything has its own timing, you know? Because me growing up, I'm that one person who loves business. It's just that sometimes when you don't have the right guardians or the right mentorship, you tend not to know, you know. But we learn every day. We learn every single day. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I know this for a fact, that every business has a moment of breakthrough. When you realize that this is no longer just an idea. This has a heartbeat. What was that moment for you?
Yo, unexplainable. Unexplainable. I would pinch myself and be like, is this you? Is this you? But like I said, we're still at the humble beginnings, but it's looking very bright. It's looking very positive. So, yeah. But I'm definitely happy about what is currently happening because I honestly feel like it's actually a great niche.
Yeah, it is. It is so unique. And especially, apart from the fact that it's unique, I think the need for it is rising more and more because our temperatures are changing. Global warming is just messing everything up. But also our food. The food we eat now is not the same food we were eating when we were babies, when we were kids. Now it's artificially modified. It's just it's crazy. So it's such a need right now. It's so important right now. And I think it's also because kids are going into adolescence way earlier than we did. You know, so it's so important that you do this. And you spoke earlier about being on a drive to educate kids in schools now. Tell me how that looks and how that feeds into your business model.
Okay, so this is, like I said, this is a cream. Kids need to know, kids need to understand. So it's basically teaching kids about personal hygiene.
Mm.
So currently we engaging with some of the schools so that we can get the platform to educate kids so that we can also go and communicate to the parents. But we also open at our Instagram pages where we open to our parents to educate them about the kids' hygiene, you know. So sometimes we understand that you bath your kids and feel like this is good enough, but the reality is they grow and you might not be aware, and they run around and you might not be aware they need that cream, they need that roll on to be used so that it can smell fresh, you know.
And apart from it being an amazing idea, it is a business, and business requires visibility, it requires marketing.
Yes.
It requires this, that, and the other. So tell me how you are, apart from going to the schools to talk to the kids, how are you creating the same awareness for the parents independently? And how are you making sales? How are you getting people to know of your product and buy your product?
Quite interesting. But hey, the reality is it's tough, but by God's grace, we're striving.
Yeah.
We're striving. So what's happening currently is we do have a group of parents where they helping out to spread the word about the BND, and then the powerful thing is word of mouth and testimonies. Honestly, that work out the best. And then we also have the soccer teams that we partnered with, and then it's quite interesting as well. So, but we're still pushing. So we're still pushing our marketing. We are available now on Instagram and TikTok. As I said, WhatsApp as well. We also available just to make sure that we educate our parents about this product. And I think it's amazing the response from parents, because immediately when you talk about the cream, and they like the cream, it's the cream, and I'm like, yes, this is the cream. It's that more like your lotion where you apply it under your armpit, and then that's it, and then you smell it the whole day.
Yeah.
So I think every time when we pitch it to parents, they don't say no. I don't remember when we pitch it and we're getting a no from parents.
Yeah. And when did you start noticing a difference after using it on your kid?
Actually, I did use it on myself, because before I can, because I feel like you can't be sending something without you testing it.
That's true.
You know? So the first boxes that came as samples, I started using that. And then even now, actually, I'm using that as I'm no longer using the normal roll on, but I'm using the So what I did apply it on myself. Like I said, I'm a sports massage therapist. So you sweat a lot as doing your sessions. But I was surprised that, okay, I'm not sweating and I'm still smelling fresh. Like literally, even when I come back home, every time me and my daughter, when we come back, we'll be like, okay, let's smell each other. Like all the time, that was the whole, that was us. And we're like, okay, this is what we've been wanting. So yeah.
Listen, I can go to gym and, okay, let me not lie. It takes me a while to break a sweat. But let me tell you something. My armpits, just need me to get out of the shower, and they are doing their own shower. And I struggle with deodorant, because they say, hey, antiperspirant, hey, 24 hours, not 24, 48 hours. And after, you just like, I just wore my shirt. Why am I sweating bullets? So I heard you say you don't sweat. Sissy, talk to me again.
Yes, exactly like that. So you don't sweat. I've got some of the testimonies of parents. Like it's amazing. So they, like I said, they're using it for themselves.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'll definitely make sure that I deliver the product to you so that you can try it and you'll come and testify for us.
Hey, Vanna, don't, oh, please, that would be, Ooh, you know, they say all I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas, yeah. Mina, is an antiperspirant. Because it's such a problem. It stains your clothes. It looks, especially because I'm a speaker, right? And I'm always lifting my arms. Yes. So it's just like, I would love it.
Yes. And what's nice about it, it doesn't also do the black marks. You know, when like my armpits are Thera.
You can check my.
I did some sample last week when I was applying it. Like, they very, very.
Innovator mother.
You'll get it before Monday. Surely you'll get the delivery.
Absolutely love it. Now, let's talk the real of entrepreneurship. It requires sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I want to hear from you. What have you had to give up or change or outgrow in order to build B&D Kitty's signature?
Like I said, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 9-to-5 job.
Mm.
So I had to quit. I resigned because I knew that I wanted to be a full-time businesswoman.
Mm.
So obviously another sacrifice is that you need to make, you need to prep up the money.
Hey.
You need to prep up.
Hey.
So the reality is they said we have to build the business, right?
Mm.
So we are very okay to work until the age of 65, but we are not so okay to build up for 5 years or 10 years.
Hi, Bodhi, you have to say that again. And I want you to say it because I don't think there is a career that is not hard, right?
That's true.
Especially if you're doing earnest and honest work. I'm not talking about the stuff of Brown Mukhoti and Ket Matlala. No, I'm talking about real, earnest, integrous work. There's nothing that is easy. What you're saying is we are okay to sacrifice our souls doing work we don't even love. But for the thing that we actually want to build, want to use to change the world, we don't want to make the same sacrifice?
Exactly. And only for a few years.
Oh, man.
So it's quite sad, whatever that is happening. But like I said, we learn and everything happens on its own time. So I think I'm at the place where even if it means I have to be broke because of building this for the next 5 years, I'm okay with that. Of 30, 40, or the next generation, it will be there.
Oh, that is so good. That is so good. That was really a nugget. For me, this is something that we repackaged into a promo because it was just such great advice. The idea that we have to have the same grit and tenacity and resilience, if not more, for the thing we really believe in, for the thing that is changing the world, for the thing that is our purpose. And we don't our purpose enough breathing room. We don't give it a fighting chance. As soon as it gets hard, we're just like,
I failed. So it's always like that. Yeah. And it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Apart from the fact that parents are saying that they don't sweat, what have been some of the most meaningful messages and feedback that you've received from these parents that are using your products on their kids, but also on themselves?
Oh, wow. They smell fresh.
Yeah.
That's what I get. Another testimony, I got it yesterday. They comparing it with other products. And actually, I found yours much better because I used it at night and in the morning I was still smelling, some of them, they will be like, I took a shower, but after my shower, the smell was still there.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to say much, but I want you to try it and then you give feedback.
Yeah. Now that you've relaunched, what vision do you hold for this brand? Where do you see B&D in the next 3 to 5 years?
Definitely at Clicks, Dis-Chem, all big stores.
Yes.
Love to be found easily so that people, they don't struggle in terms of deliveries. Mm. They just know that taxi away or online, then they find it. Mm. You know?
Yeah. And if your daughter were old enough to understand all of this today, what would you want her to know about the woman that her mother became through this journey?
Actually, she's very supportive now.
Oh, I love it.
Very, very. Today when I told her that I'll be talking on I have an interview on the radio.
Yeah.
She was like, Mama, this is the second one. And then the next thing, we have to have a live show and walk in.
Oh, I love it.
So she does see the hard working that I give currently. Mm. And she's very, I think everybody around me right now, they are very, very supportive.
Yeah.
I think they understand the person that I am and the hustle within me that can't sit down. So, yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah. What's the hardest thing about business?
Oh, marketing.
Hey, wait. Getting those sales in the door.
Yeah. Marketing is the hardest, but I'm like I said, I'm willing to learn. I'm open for that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Marketing, obviously, your marketing is the one that's gonna bring you sales.
Yes, yes. And what about it is difficult for you?
Okay. As much as this is a good product, the reality is, we are not well known. At times when we launch, we'll be on everybody's lips. Mm. But it doesn't work like that.
No.
That work like that. Mm. So there's still more work to do. We haven't reached most of the schools. Mm. So we still local. Mm. We are slowly pushing.
Yeah. And what is
only,
the... Yeah. Sorry, continue.
No, I'm saying only at the right time. We will be out there.
Yeah. And what's the most amazing thing about entrepreneurship?
Oh, wow. So what's the most amazing thing is you get to learn every day. Mm. You get to learn every single day. Because even when you're sleeping, you feel like you're missing out.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
So yeah. That's what I'm discovering with myself, you know? Mm. And like being in the house, you feel like you're sleeping, being in the house, you feel like you're missing. You feel like the time you're wasting in the house, you should on the street, or you should have been somewhere talking about the product or selling, or so yeah.
I get that, and I think I made that expression because I'm like, hey, I understand that very well. It feels like nighttime is punishment. Like, we don't need to sleep. Why are we sleeping?
Yeah, that's true.
Sleep is a waste of time. So I get it so much. And finally, what advice would you give to a parent, to a dreamer, or to an entrepreneur who's listening right now, who's standing at the beginning of their own idea and wondering if they should take a leap?
So I would say the best, okay, so normally we always think to start a business, you need that 100K, you know, that's not the thing.
Mm.
As long as you can have 500 rent, 1,000 rent, start, and the rest will follow.
Mm.
Just start. Doesn't matter how much you have.
Mm.
And it's amazing now because there's just a lot of opportunities, like a lot. I just feel like sometimes we don't want to work. Sorry to say this, but I just feel like we don't want to work. There's so much. There's so much in a way that one can actually make money.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
A simple thing, like the guys who helped with the parking, I mean, they work for themselves as much as they work under somebody, but they work with you. So you can always start there. Then gradually, then you will, you know, that there's always something that one can do. A lot.
That is really true.
Just say out there that sell something. It doesn't matter what is it, but sell something.
Yeah. Oh, I love this so much, you know. Tonight, you reminded us that entrepreneurship isn't always born in boardrooms or brainstorms. No. Sometimes it's born in the simple, sacred act of just loving your child enough to create what the world has not yet made for them. And I absolutely love that. I love your story because it is a testament to what happens when a mother refuses to settle. And I think a lot of us are settling. And when we don't find the thing, we believe the thing shouldn't exist. Your story is a testament that when research meets our resilience and when care becomes courage, and also when a personal challenge becomes a national solution, great things happen. And I'm so glad that you made the decision that you did, because I think what this conversation has unlocked in all of us is if you really believe that something needs to change, perhaps be the one to change it. And if you really believe in the change that you are trying to effect, believe in it. I think for me, that was the biggest gem. Believe in it enough to get up when you fall, to try again when it gets difficult, to cry and wipe those tears, but go back into the grind because you really, really believe it. And I think what I'd love to say to every parent who's listening is that your home might be holding the seed of your next innovation. The thing you cry and complain about, you might just be the person that needs to solve for it. And if there's a dreamer listening out there who's like, you know, I have this idea, your problems may be pointing you to your purpose without you even realizing. So please just get up and do the thing. And B&D's Kitty's Signatures, I don't think you guys are just delivering a product, a deodorant cream. I think what you are delivering is a promise that children deserve gentleness, they deserve safety, they deserve freshness, and oh my word, they deserve confidence. And thank you so much for showing what's possible when determination meets love. And thank you for restoring confidence in our kids again. It's rough out there for them.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How do we get these products?
Okay, so people can get hold of. So we have two numbers to your orders. The first one is, so can I call it out?
Please do.
All right. It's 074-80-646-57. And then the second one, it's 075. Let me just. So it's 075-243-0117. So when you start placing your order, it will die. So you'll get two options, the website and the WhatsApp. So we feel like the WhatsApp, it's actually more convenient because you are able to process everything there. So you place your order, the number, and then delivery, and then you also make a payment there. So on WhatsApp. So it's quite easy. Then on social media, they can get hold of on Instagram and TikTok, which is BND_signature.
Yeah.
For both TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
And then on Facebook, it's BD Signature.
Mm-hmm. And this is BEE. And that fancy and D-E-E.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you.
So it's B-double-E, that scribbly and, and DEE Signature. That's where you find them, and that's where you get a hold of the fresh, ever so fresh, non-perspirant deodorant for your little baby and for yourself. Dee, thank you so much for pulling through. This has been great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And with that, I am Nompumelelo Lombonani, and I hope you have just made sense of your business. Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.